2023 has been tough on Territorians. The cost of living crisis has caused huge financial strain. We've seen housing increasingly difficult to obtain, and demand for mental health services have skyrocketed. For these reasons, this year, ABC Radio Darwin is proud to be raising funds to support Anglicare NT. Craig Kelly is the CEO of Anglicare NT. Craig Kelly, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
I mentioned the cost of living just a moment ago, but I mean, what kind of demand increase have you seen on your services?
Across the board, we've seen over the last 12 months around 4,000 people, extra people, based previous on last year, have sought help for a range of services, including financial counselling, material aid and homelessness support, a range of other services.
You offer a lot of services, almost 100 different services. What are just a few of them that you could describe to us today?
If you look in the youth area, our mental health headspace programs through our mental health division are just some of those, through to transitional housing and financial counselling, as I've mentioned, across all our sites in Alice Springs, Catherine and Nullumboy. And volunteer programs. There's an extensive range across the human need.
Mental health, of course, is a huge priority for Anglicare NT, including Headspace, as you mentioned, some of those youth services. What exactly, can you remind us what Headspace does?
Yeah, in terms of youth mental health, sort of response and early intervention services, so young people identifying early episodes of mental health, depression, and disorders, a range of things that occur for young people. The sooner they can get some help, the better. And we provide really good access in a number of our sites.
Headspace has been around for a long time. It was around even when 30 years ago, I think. The demand, though, I imagine it's increased two or threefold because of the advent of social media and how teens are dealing with that.
It's certainly a factor, but young people and our community is more accepting of discussions around mental health. I think there's always been a challenge in those areas in society anyway, but I think what we're doing is getting in earlier and providing a safe place for people to talk about and process some of the challenges they have.
And part of the areas where they can access that is youth centres like The Shack.
The Shack as well, which we're really excited to be running and really enjoy that work. But, of course, Casuarina and Palmerston sites and Catherine as well.
Okay. Well, what about at the other end of the spectrum? How does Anglicare Northern Territory support the elderly?
Yeah, so we have a range of programs across all our sites. So that's group work, it's volunteer visiting. Love to get some volunteers to help us visit some of our older members of the community, and just a range of practical supports as well.
You want volunteers to go and help you?
Absolutely. We have about 90 people through our volunteer visitor scheme, and it's really exciting. One of the best things we do, really well run and well structured, and we can tailor things around people's lifestyles.
Yeah, and how did you get back from that, from the pandemic, when obviously you'd had to have stopped those programs?
Yeah.
Was it difficult to draw volunteers back into that program?
Oh, I think people in the Territory are very community-minded, and they once their lives were allowed some room, off they went again and got into helping each other's out.
You have a big smile on your face when you talk about the volunteers and to the elderly. Why is that?
Just volunteers in general. People have got, we can, even if we live in the Territory, we still run a bit of a rat race and people get their own lives. And I just think the generosity to be thinking about how do I make time, structured time for others in need in my community, and then go about it with no fuss. No awards, no pay.
Yeah, and I imagine those two television shows on ABC television, the homes for four-year-olds, old people homes for four-year-olds, and then the teenagers doing the same thing, that may have helped certainly in our household, when I'm looking at that, I think, I need to take my son to go and visit some old people.
Absolutely, yeah. But I also think about our staff and other staff in other organisations, but the focus is on us. This ABC gives us an opportunity to tell their stories. There's a lot of good stuff happening in the community and communities around the Territory, Adam, and we're so looking forward to being able to tell their stories as well.
Yeah, and the opportunity, if I talk about small children that may not have their grandparents around, so their experience of hanging around older people might be quite limited. These type of volunteer programs can offer a real insight and opportunity, not just for those elderly, but for the young that are coming to visit them.
Absolutely, and our volunteers say that they get a lot out of themselves for that reason.
Give us an idea of some of the examples of how the funds raised may be spent on this campaign.
So, yeah, great question. We've got around four program areas we're going to focus on that are they're really vital, but they're underfunded. So Our Pandanus Childbirth Education Support for Young Mothers and Families in the Darwin Region, a really cool program that engages with young mums who don't have the supports that they might need. It makes a huge difference. Aged care support in East Arnhem, really crucial. Our post-prison release support through our Outcare program in Alice Springs, working with around 46 people that have exited prison and getting really good outcomes of people not going back in the jail. And our homelessness programs in Katherine Region are four of the focus areas. So additional dollars into that will mean we can do more, but particularly gives us more resources to do more. A lot of the solutions are already here. They just need to be appropriately resourced and funded.
Yeah, $20 gives an older person a pair of reading glasses. $20 gives a power top-up for a vulnerable family. We'll get you more. You can head to donation, heads to abc.net.au/gives, or you can text the word donate to 0487 991057. Craig Kelly, we will talk again throughout this campaign. Thanks for getting up so early and having a chat.
Thanks, Adam.
There's Craig Kelly. He's the CEO of Anglicare.